The Georgia Radio Reading Service now presents your Disability Rights Assistive Technology Update for September 2017.
Many of you may already be using some sort of assistive technology to engage in everyday activities. Today I would like to talk about some of the new, exciting innovations being developed that hopefully will enable you to be more independent in the future. The first item is called the CoRobot Navigation Cane. This project has taken the current electronic smart canes that are on the market to a whole new level. While GPS can guide us to general locations in the community, such as a building, it can help you find specific rooms. This robotic cane device enables the user to straightforwardly navigate their environment by directing the cane to find the intended destination. It has a computerized 3D camera to see on behalf of the user. There is a motorized ball that propels the cane towards the desired location, and a credit card-sized computer that stores floor plans that can be preloaded or downloaded with Wi-Fi when entering a building. The person uses a wireless microphone and earpiece to give verbal commands and listen for location inputs as it lets the cane lead them to their destination. Next is the robotic glove being developed by the same people working with the robotic cane. It is being designed to enable the user to locate and grasp small objects more quickly and effectively. For example, when a person does get to a desired room, it can be difficult finding the door handle. Other challenges may include locating or grasping small objects such as a cup or water bottle. The robotic glove is a fingerless glove with a small camera and speech recognition system mounted on the back of the glove. This enables the user to give commands such as doorknob or bowl, and the glove responds with tactile prompts as it nears the intended object. Next is the CrossWatch smartphone-based crosswalk detection app. Traffic intersections are among the most dangerous places to navigate for the blind and visually impaired. The CrossWatch app provides real-time guidance at traffic intersections by using the smartphone's built-in camera and other sensors. It can tell the person what kind of traffic intersection they are near, how to align themselves properly to the crosswalk, and when it is time to cross safely. Finally, there is a visor-like electronic headset called eSight that is designed for persons with low vision or who are legally blind. It actually enables the person to see details that would otherwise be dark and blurry. It uses a high-speed, high-definition camera to allow the wearer to see full-color video images with no lag time. This product is available now, although the price tag is high at about $10,000. Disability Rights is the who, what, where, when, and how of advocating for your rights and brought to you by Disability Link, a grassroots, not-for-profit, peer-led center for independent living. You can contact Disability Link by phone at 404-687-8890. For the Georgia Radio Reading Service, I'm Charlie Burstecker.